Welcome to the show about food, fun places, and the mayhem of life. It's the Tyler Glenn Show.
Coming up on the show today, Winnipeg mentioned in Jeopardy this week, and that's got everybody locally talking about how cool it is when Manitoba gets mentioned in Hollywood. Of course, not the first time that has happened. We'll take a look back at some of the more famous times that we've been mentioned on the big screen and small screen. Not only that, but a hockey fight happened when a golf game broke out. No, that's a terrible joke. What has happened is, well, the video that went viral of the two guys on the golf course scrapping has resulted in a police investigation, a minor hockey league investigation in Alberta. Will somebody see jail time? Will there be assault charges? We're going to find out this morning. If you're new to it, it's the video that went viral of two guys trying to enjoy a golf game when another two guys are trying to play through. This is a problem. This is why you don't play golf. Golf can get violent, and pow, you don't want to pick a fight on a golf course with a former NHL tough guy. It's pretty amazing what happened, and a testament to watching how many brewskis you have there on the golf course there, Tim. They asked some kids, what would be the perfect summer vacation? In your mind, money is no object, and anything is possible. What would be your ultimate summer vacation? And kids said ice cream for every meal through the summer. So you think to yourself, well, they'll want to live at the Disneyland castle or they'll want to. No. Actually, kids were pretty cool. You know, things like eating ice cream every meal. You know what? So you let your kids do that for 2 or 3 days through the summer. They think that's the coolest. Every meal, ice cream. Uncle Ty says every meal, ice cream at summertime. Every Wednesday at the Tiki Bar in July and August, 6 p.m. sitting. Look at how delicious these look. Full rack of ribs is $20. Half rack is $15. These are one of the hottest events you'll find in the Parkland. I am not kidding. These things sell out. They have last couple of summers. So if you want to take part, reserve your seat by calling 204-848-2802. Again, that is 848-2802 at the Elkhorn Resort. For Rib Night Wednesdays, go up to Clear Lake and eat some ribs for $20. What a great deal. And Make-A-Wish Canada has their Pancake Breakfast fundraiser July the 28th. That is just $15. And again, all the proceeds going to Make-A-Wish Canada. If you can mark that in your calendar, that'd be awesome. Hey, it's Sky Dancer Casino in Belcourt. We're just a couple days away now from the Gary LaVox show. And again, I've got tickets to give away to Gary LaVox, lead singer of Rascal Flatts. If you or someone you know is a fan of Rascal Flatts, I just got a note from Tracy. And I'm sorry, Tracy. Tracy is rather upset. She can't attend on Saturday. It's unfortunate that this happens on occasion. So we have a winner that can't go to the show from last week or 2 weeks ago. And so if I have an extra pair of tickets, and again, it's 90 minutes south of Brandon in Belcourt, SkyDancerCasino.com. And Tim Hortons of Western Manitoba, they've got their garage sale going on today. So if you're looking for something fun to do tonight, by all means, the garage sale goes tonight from 5 until 8. 100% of the proceeds will be donated to Tim's camps. And don't forget, Wednesday is Tim Hortons Camp Day. With the purchase of a hot or cold beverage, we'll be sending kids to camp. And a tremendous experience for young people in the summertime, and not everyone can afford to go. And that's what Tim Hortons Camp Day is all about. It was a political question, and coincidentally, all the contestants actually got it wrong.
In Canada, his or her worship is for people with this government job, like Scott Gillingham of Winnipeg and Surrey BC's Brenda Locke.
Our city and mayor, Scott Gillingham in particular, was an answer on Jeopardy. The contestants had to guess what his job was based on the honorific, his worship. None of the contestants got the question right, but that didn't bother Mayor Scott Gillingham. He tweeted on social media that it was a fun surprise to be featured in a clue on Jeopardy.
And actually, the production company that produces the show took a shot of the question, and they put it in a frame for him, and it is apparently hanging in his office. It's not the first time that Winnipeg has been mentioned on the big screen or the small screen.
Toronto, Montreal, Quebec, Winnipeg.
And New York?
Sure, New York. Once this airline gets going, we're going to have vacations every year. Vacations in style.
You're going to go to Winnipeg?
Isn't it? J.W. Hart pronounces the longest, toughest, richest race in the history of dog sledding. With the first prize of $10,000.
$10,000?
Yeah, the race will run from Winnipeg, Canada to St. Paul, Minnesota. 500 miles.
I'm just trying to figure something out. You see, the position of all these chaos agents can be explained, all except one.
Which one is that?
Now, what's this guy doing up here in Manitoba?
He was holding the map up.
How would you like it, trapped in that apartment all day, having to hold it in?
I could do it. Remember when we were in Winnipeg? 6 hours I couldn't go.
Get this made up for yourself at the chemist.
I know it's a little unethical to inquire about a fellow patient, but how is his lordship?
His lordship?
The Bishop of Winnipeg.
Oh, you know the Bishop.
My aunt's first cousin. I heard you were treating him.
He ran off to Winnipeg with some little bitch who was barely out of high school. Is that up enough for you?
This is great. Thank you.
One final question. Where might you find yourself on a Winnipeg night like tonight?
I love this episode.
The Huntsman is good.
The Huntsman.
Down here, the financial district.
A concierge is the Winnipeg equivalent of a geisha. This is a woman who has been trained in the fine art of fanciness and pleasure. And when you meet one, it is intoxicating.
Every salvage mission that's been through this system has disappeared. Even those old pirates out at Winnipeg Drift say it's cursed.
Cursed.
The way you assembled it, she looks like a drunk. So they sent her out to Winnipeg?
Yeah, it's a less stressful market. It'll be good for your problem.
But Winnipeg's supposed to have a great symphony.
Here, Winnipeg's got a great ballet. You have a good time, I swear to God.
Homer, tell Mr. Ned to stop trying to convert me.
Best one
well,
of all.
Circle, cut my bacon. Look at all these Yankee doodly dandies.
Hello, neighborino to the north. I sure like the cut of your gibberish.
Cohen doodly
diddly. Oodly.
Diddly
oodly.
Pick a doodly.
Oodly oodly.
Looks like your plane's pretty full, eh? Don't want to overload it.
Puh, typical Canadian wimpiness. That's why you have snowballs and we have the H-bomb.
Ah, very good. Although they missed the one, all right, you kids, back to Winnipeg. Remember when Homer's, or no, it's not Homer, it's another guy. Homer's driving next to the car. All right, that's it, back to Winnipeg. But as we discovered on this show, one of the head writers on The Simpsons was born right here in Brandon, Manitoba. Very cool. What is the ultimate summer vacation? Kids want ice cream for every meal and zoos with every animal while on holiday. How adorable is this? I just want ice cream every meal, and I want every animal. This was kids between the ages of 6 and 12. Others long for magic theme parks, beaches home to every type of fish and sea creature, and visits to a museum. The study found 98% of parents let their little ones have at least some input into vacation planning through the summer, and 82% claim this makes their trips more fun. One of the exciting things I found in this survey was that most kids wish to have one water slide that would go from their hotel room into a swimming pool. That is very cool. 51% wish for a unicorn or a dragon as a mode of transport while on summer vacation. All right. While others said a trip to meet dinosaurs or knights would also be fantastic, 81% wish the world was a more magical place in general. Don't we all, kids? Don't we all? But with 81% wishing the world was more magical, 67% claim that going on holidays does make them feel magical, even if it is temporarily. Are you ready to upgrade your summer plan? Sunrise Credit Union is offering a one-year introductory fixed-rate vehicle loan at 3.99%. Whether it's a boat, a camper, or a truck, talk to Sunrise about this great one-year introductory fixed rate. SunriseCU.mb.ca. And in the meantime, Co-ops of Westman, your headquarters for big buckets of ice cream at an affordable price, is going to give you $50,000. Every $50 spent at co-op gas bars, food stores, and home centers gives you entry to win big. It's the Find Your Summer Sweepstakes. Butcher sale. I'm going for ribs and beef. This week, meat alert. Co-op has their butcher sale on right now. Ribs are like $2.49. Beautiful fall off the bone ribs. Heritage Co-op, Pembina, Twin Valley, Valley View, Boundary, and Hamiota Co-op. And the official oil change of the show is Murray Chevrolet Cadillac Buick GMC Certified Service Express at 1500 Richmond Avenue, where every oil change includes a donation to Bear Clan Helping Hands and Samaritan House. And while you wait, enjoy a multi-point inspection. They'll show you your filters while you wait, and you're on your way in a flash at 1500 Richmond Avenue in Brandon. Part of the video that's making the rounds involving the hockey player and the schmuck. These guys did a Don Cherry impersonation, which really makes this. Don Cherry does a play-by-play of the altercation. Now, this happened, I believe, last week. Unfortunately, this happens all the time on golf courses where players are slow. Most oftentimes, you let people play through. Not everybody is kind and considerate, and they back up the golf course. People get heated. If there's booze involved, tempers get inflamed. The chirping goes back and forth, back and forth. I've got the full video coming up in hour two, and you can decide in hour two who's the good guy and who's the bad guy. It's the schmuck versus the hockey player. Now, I call him the schmuck because he's the instigator. He's kind of the douchebag in this whole thing. He's flapping his lips off, and the hockey player is telling him to knock it off. And then the schmuck attacks the hockey player, not knowing he used to be an enforcer in the NHL. X92.9 in Calgary put this. Oh, there's that. See,
throws... look at this. There are a couple dummies out on the golf course, liquored up in goofy clothes, looking for trouble, but he's picked the wrong dance partner here. Nick Tarnarski, good Canadian kid.
Tarnarski.
Nick, that's what I said, Tarnarski.
Tarnarski.
Rocky Mountain House, Alberta. I tell you what, they build them tough out there. Tarnarski, look at this. He's going to.
Tarnarski.
That's what I'm Tedeschi. Gonna feed him a few to the noggin and toss him in the lake. Give him a quick bath here in the old air dry. Few more pops to the dome, one for the road, and send him on his way. And I tell you what, they never should have taken fighting out of golf.
Don, I can't even get a word in edgewise. There never was fighting in golf, Don.
That's what's wrong with golf. Support the chips. Let's go.
X92.9 in Calgary, Don Cherry impersonation of the golf course fight. Now, RCMP were called to investigate this altercation. Police have done their investigation, and it looks as if there will be no charges filed. This took place at the Alberta Springs Golf Course near Red Deer. Nick Tarnarski is the former NHL player involved in this altercation. He's the guy that's really exercising the self-control in this video. Now, they're all lipping each other off. Tarnarski is 40 years old. He played 245 NHL games between 2005 and 2010 with Tampa Bay, Nashville, and Florida, and recorded 300 penalty minutes. So he's not a guy that you want to get into an altercation with on a golf course. The report when it came into RCMP was about an intoxicated group of individuals who got into a fight.
He's not tough.
No, he's pretty tough.
He's not tough.
You're not tough.
Everybody's hammered.
Let's get going.
Get going.
Or you can play behind us all and you can take all the time you want.
It's literally
this is
you're not tough.
This is golf. Man.
This is not
golf.
Yeah, it's not.
You can stand there 15 minutes.
You can't. You guys can't. Stand and tee your ball up, man.
Yeah, no, he's teeing up, man. That's fine.
He's not teeing it up. He's standing.
Do you need the police out here?
No, we don't need police. We're not.
Okay, then let's get going here.
Let's go. Your up and get going. This is not fine.
Yeah, leave him fine.
We're what? I'm gonna throw him in this lake. Is what's gonna happen? No, you both. This is bullshit. They've been sitting there for 23 minutes.
I'll try about it. Try about it.
I'm going.
Try about it.
You I'm a
dry about it.
Buddy, you're gonna get
I don't give a
badly.
Good. Let's go, man.
Buddy.
Do you want to
go me?
Do you
want to
stop?
No, I'm not filming this. I'm not stopping.
Please help out.
No.
I don't
know you guys need to get off the golf course.
Yeah, let's go.
Go now.
See, like this guy... I hate, sorry to stop this here, but this guy, his blood pressure is up. He's already in his fight stance. He's psyching himself up. He's screaming, let's go, thinking the other person, who, again, when I first watched it for the first time, I didn't know who the other guy was. Everyone's chirping. Everyone's been drinking. Can't everyone just get along? It's supposed to be golf. But this guy is, let's go, let's go. Sunglasses get thrown down. He's psyching himself up to get into it, to get ready to take some punches. And so he's going to run at the guy who we find out later is a former NHL hockey player. Here we go.
Pack up, go now. Get your cart and go.
I don't know what you're doing. You're not scaring anybody. Hey. You're just making yourself.
I don't. Hey, man. Come on, man. Hey.
So I'm just rewinding this because, again, the CBC said the NHL player picked up Schmuck here and threw him in the lake.
Yeah!
This guy wants it. He wants to go at it. He wants to go.
You're not scaring anybody. You're just making yourself.
I don't. Hey, man. Come on, man. Hey.
He had the momentum, so he simply pushed him into the lake.
Man, leave him alone.
Leave him alone, man.
I got it all on record.
It's around the goal.
I got it all on record.
Around the goal.
You want to go, guy?
Leave him alone. Hey, leave him alone, man.
I wouldn't keep going back, you moron.
Hey. Aye. Oh, my God. This is painful to watch.
Get in there. Like,
just go.
Are you still cheering on, you
enough. Get out.
Hey.
Enough.
Things going well for him.
Leave him.
Get him the f*** out of here.
Need to step on.
No, it's not going to go well for him.
It's not okay.
Take him home or get him out of
here. Get moving. I said stop looking like an idiot.
Get out of here.
Embarrassing yourself.
Like, you're done. This will happen.
Yikes.
You too.
Keep moving.
No, man, leave him alone.
Leave him alone.
He was the one that came at him.
It's all on camera, man.
Oh, man.
Camera.
It's just golf.
It's not.
Buddy.
It's golf.
Tell your
Oh,
I apologize for all the beeps. All the beeps in there. It's, and it goes on and on and on and on. Maybe there's some more information.
No! Leave him the
night.
It's fine.
Get going!
Hey, we're fine.
Get up and go.
Get going.
Give him in a space.
Okay, I haven't seen this part.
Come on, man. Leave him alone.
Hey, we're done. You guys are done.
Yeah.
You guys are packing up and going.
We're leaving.
Trevor, go.
Just let them play through. I don't understand. It doesn't help that people are stumbling around. Now he's going back for more.
Get out of here.
Get on the cart.
No need for handshakes. Get out of here.
Man, get the out of here, too.
No need for handshakes. Hey, get going.
Get the
back.
No way, man.
Go, get out of here.
Your carts. Get the
out. Yeah, we're going.
Get the let's go.
Jesus, what a mess. What a hot mess.
Get out of here.
Yeah, we're going to go.
It's not your cart.
What's your problem, your man?
Get out of my cart.
Leave him alone, man.
Okay, yeah, now this is not good. Whoa, he's going to swing his golf club at him?
There.
Jesus, Murphy. Oh, my God.
You get weapons involved?
I didn't see this far.
Get going.
You guys need to get the hell out of there. Now, this is brought to you by alcohol. Everybody drink it.
Leave him alone.
Get out of here.
Yeah, when they start swinging golf clubs at each other, someone's going to end up in the hospital.
Come on.
Yeah, go.
Get in your car. Yeah,
like, what don't you guys understand?
I'm trying to go, man.
What don't you guys understand?
Who do you work for?
What don't you understand? Worry about.
Who do you work for?
Yeah, we're trying to leave, man.
What don't you understand?
Get going. Yeah, we're going.
Sticks. He's not trying to leave.
Yeah, man, what's your problem?
You two.
Jesus Christ, man.
Two guys out on the course getting hammered. And, you know, if you're going to go out on the golf course and get hammered, then you need to be polite and let people play through. You're going to be slow. And listen, when I'm sober, I'm a slow golfer. If we're having some pops, and maybe these guys hadn't seen each other in a while, or they're deep in discussion, they're taking far too long. And listen, two people can be right at the same time. The problem is that when you put alcohol in it and tempers get flared real fast, wicks are about that big. Not good. Violence is not the answer, kids. we see a few more incidents like this in Canada, and guess what's going to happen? They're going to take booze off the golf courses, and that's not good. Who doesn't like to go and have a beer on the golf course? See, I don't like golf, and it's for this very, very reason. Because some golfers get really, really angry if you're slow. There's some degree of satisfaction when someone is trying to pick a fight with you, and the guy next to you is an NHL enforcer. You're kind of like, okay, obviously this guy doesn't watch hockey or doesn't know who he is. And you're not the one. I mean, everyone's chirping. Everyone's at fault for the chirping. But as soon as this guy drops his sunglasses and goes, yeah, let's go a bunch of times, there's a fight coming. And if he's my buddy, I'm thinking, uh-oh, dude, back up. Don't do this, dude. My friend played in the NHL and got paid to beat people up. This is a bad idea.
What are you talking about? I lied. There's no problem. Come here. Let's go.
Cindy would like to put her hand up and say, peace be with everyone. Her nephew got a hole in one at the Dolphin Golf Club on Monday. Were there any fists thrown afterwards? No? This is disgraceful, Sis Blessed Mama. Well, this is kind of how we handle things in Canada. This is, we're going to start seeing this at the supermarket soon. You took the last beef roast on sale, you mother beep, 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 beep. And then punches start. People are stressed. I blame the booze more than anything. Everyone's had too much to drink. That's called putting lime in the coconut. Put the lime in the coconut. So anyway, Nick is out of the woods as far as criminal charges are concerned. And I would say that is the right move in this case. He's going to have to deal with the fallout from Red Deer Minor Hockey, which onto itself is its own can of worms. I mean, I'm not condoning what he did at all. And in fact, you know, being caught fighting in public on camera for young kids, definitely not a great example to set. He may lose his coaching position with Red Deer Minor Hockey. You're going to find cookies on the golf course with Kuiper's Family Bakery. Look for Cookie Monster, because Kuiper's Family Bakery loves to be involved in golf tournaments all over southwestern Manitoba. No, they are the friendliest people you'll ever meet, and of course they've got cookies. That's going to make everybody happy. Kuiper's Family Bakery in Brandon. They've got the monster cookies. They've got cinnamon buns, the best hot dog and hamburger buns in the business. So whether you're grabbing bread for dinner or sharing treats at the office, swing by at 1411 First Street, just north of the First and Richmond corner, beside Tasty's. Auto Fashion. Hail damage? Take it to Auto Fashion. Too busy to get that car all cleaned up before your summer road trip? Please call my friends at Auto Fashion. They'll detail your car so the kids will jump in and say, what happened? This car smells like new. We took it to Auto Fashion. Go to autofashion.ca. TLC for your car, 255 17th Street North, behind Best West Pet Foods and Lee's Buffet. And Epla Office, your lawyers for real estate and corporate law and wills and estates, proud to be supporters of the Samaritan House Helping Hands Food Bank 50-50 draw. Again, we mentioned this yesterday. They are almost at $3,500 and rising. Helping Hands Center of Brandon, their need for a new roof to help keep feeding folks of Western Manitoba. Okay, here's a guy who took his wife on a car ride and left her at the gas station. Problem is, I can't
remember what gas station.
Guess how old, kids? 62, that magical age. Now, of course, we're all in our 50s. A lot of folks in the show are in their 40s and 50s. Now, the ones in the 40s, they go, okay, Tyler, I'm okay with that. The ones that are watching or lurking in their 50s are saying, Ty, you crazy, man. That's me. I'm going to cut. Yes, we're getting old. It's okay. Get yourself a great recliner at Leon's and just kick your feet up. It's okay. Leons.ca. Speaking of recliners, God, you're going to get a nice, good deal. Boxing Week sale continues. You can shop their flyer, by the way, at Leons.ca and save up to 50% on living room furniture, select clearance mattresses, up to 50% off select beds and sofa beds. You can't beat 50% off. And you don't even need money to get out of the store with the stuff. Other than the taxes and fees, don't pay till 2027. 3635 Victoria Avenue and at leons.ca. If you're looking for a new vehicle, see our friends at Murray Chevrolet Cadillac Buick GMC, 1500 Richmond Avenue in Brandon. Westman's number one EV dealership. General Motors is the number one EV brand in Canada. And you will find no more knowledgeable dealership than Murray GM. Mechanics ready to work on an EV vehicle. All your warranty needs satisfied locally right here in the largest GM family owned and operated group in Canada, the Murray family. Murray GM in Brandon, Westman's number one EV dealership at 1500 Richmond Avenue. And right next door, you'll find Headley's Health Hut, also on Richmond at 1314. They have moved from the mall into their beautiful store. If you have yet to drop by, you have got to see this gorgeous store. If you have absolutely picture perfect health, never any health issues, never any health issues at all, and not as much as a headache or a hangnail, you can still enjoy their mocktails. You can still enjoy their super healthy foods, like their baked broad bean snacks are my favorite. Super high in fiber, which is kind of good with my old age. But it's not just healthy snacks. Of course, whether it be backaches, sore knees, you need collagen, you'd like some natural beauty care items. It's all about being natural. It's all about sugar-free, gluten-free, helping people live better lives, improving people's lives the natural way. 1314 Richmond Avenue. Maybe cognitive function. That's the word I was looking for. It only took me 15 minutes to remember that word. That means my cognitive function is not all that good. So at 62 years old, this guy forgets his wife, leaves her 300 kilometers. This happened in France on the 5th of July. Paris man left on vacation from Morocco with his wife and daughter in the car. They made several stops at gas stations along the way, but during one of the breaks, something happened. Guy left the gas station and was one less wife. He didn't realize his mistake until 300 kilometers later. He quickly called 911. It was a bizarre conversation as the man not only had to explain how he had forgotten his wife at the gas station, but he did not know where he left her. Help me, please. I've lost my wife. What happened? I left her at the gas station. Which one? I don't know. Police say we received a confusing call from a man who did not know where he had stopped his car, or even when. Interestingly, the couple's 22-year-old daughter was in the car the whole time, but she couldn't offer much assistance because she was asleep at the time. But apparently, the story does have a happy ending. Police were able to locate the missing woman with the help of a mobile network operator by tracking her phone. She was at the motorway service station in Deserve, France, 300 kilometers away from where her husband had realized she was missing. The woman hadn't moved since they had stopped at the gas station. Following a very short investigation, police concluded that the Paris man had genuinely forgotten his wife. There was nothing nefarious going on. He wasn't trying to dump her for an older or a younger woman. It was an innocent mistake, and everybody was reunited to great joy, and they went on with their vacation. Now, the question is, did he have to sleep on the couch for the remainder of the vacation? How mad was she? And I mean, everybody misplaces. I misplaced a remote. I can't find my car keys. I can't find a lot of stuff because I'm getting old. If I misplaced my wife, there's going to be some consequences of that. As we would say back in the 80s, we used to have this little dot that would chew up the other pebbles, and ghosts. Oh, they were bad ghosts. They'd come around and try and get the pack man. If you're a senior citizen on your phone, oh boy, use extreme caution. In fact, what you should do is put a bungee cord on your belt to your house. In case you wander away, the bungee cord will pull me back to the house.
Help me!
Stay cool, enjoy your Thirsty Thursday, and we'll see you again tomorrow.
Thanks for listening. For more on the food, fun places, and mayhem we talked about on today's show, visit TylerGlennShow.com.
With the state of today's economy, it's more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made from the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back in your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality, made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.